Hello dear listeners, James here again. This time it's the audio boo about the thing I was going to be talking about anyway, audio boo. And I'm traversing the streets of Luton Airport, heading back home, as I do. In fact, somebody's very kindly, and they seem to have done it in London, gritted the paths. So at this stage, I don't have to watch my step too much, although the wind is bitterly cold. And I'm chilled to the bone. Anyway, the reason I'm recording this audio boo is because of, yet again, Andy the Northern Bloke. The title to his previous audio boo was Snow Joke, and it caused me to chuckle. The reason for this is because we've got a family phrase. This is one of these sort of things. I don't know if it's every family has these. I'm sure they do. And if you've got one, I'd love to hear it. If ever the conversation turns to snow, and we're all talking together as a family, there will always be a comedic pause, and there will always be someone just going, snow joke, and followed by the requisite groans. And that's become almost like a catchphrase, really, to signify either the midpoint or hopefully the end of a conversation about snow. And of course, when you've got children, very often that won't be the last time that joke's used. And I know it just caused me to reflect on other things our family say. And we do have our own little traditions. For example, we have our call to dinner when Beth will shout out, woo, up the stairs or wherever. And in fact, it does work in the park as well. If the children are sort of playing around and we want to get their attention, it doesn't draw too much attention, and I have actually whistled for them like common animals as well, and they turn around and I'll raise a hand saying 5 minutes or whatever, and it's just an alternative method of communication which is custom to our family. There are some other call and response things that come to mind. For example, if anybody says fruit salad, the response is yummy yummy, as per the Wiggles Puppets song. If you get the opportunity to look at that on YouTube, I would very much recommend it. For the puzzlement, if nothing else. And there's another call and response one which we do as well, which is, what's that? I'm just going into my notepad. Oh, that's right. If we're home late after an event, because you know how if you go out for the day or you go to visit relatives, you come home. Sorry about the breeze. It's the windy bit of the airport where I think they should put a wind turbine, but they're probably not going to. We arrive at home in the car, and Beth will say, right. And the children will say, go and get your pyjamas on as quickly as possible. No, go and get ready for bed. It's here. Even I can't do it. Go and get, because I don't have to say it, you see, because it's not my bedtime. Go and get ready for bed as soon as possible. There are some other ones, for example, like when we're all in the car and we're all strapped in. This was an interesting one because we voted on the most appropriate phrase to use, because I make it a policy not to drive off until we're all strapped in. And the overall decision was to be that we all say rickshaw when we're strapped in. The children do various different versions of this. And if Beth's not in a playful mood, she will say, I'm strapped in. Christopher will say, Rick Astley is sure, if for no other reason than to annoy his sister. And Eleanor will shout out, Ricky, which as we all know is short for Rickmansworth. That's pretty much all I have, all that comes to mind really, apart from when the children were younger, they had their own catchphrase. Like, in fact, Christopher, when he was about three, came up with a game called Yom, where I'm sure I've mentioned it to some friends before. If I say, let's play it with the Northern Bloke, shall we? Andy, he'll go, yes. And I'll say, yom. And that'll mean I win. And I can look smug and jubilant. However, if I say Andy, and he says, don't yom me, I lose because I can't lot yom him. Or, to be honest with you, it's probably more of a draw. Christopher was always rather the competitive type. Eleanor had her own catchphrases, most notably that when we were watching Nick Jr. or some other commercial children's channel. Sorry about the breeze. How very annoying. During the advert, we would know exactly when she would say, "I'd like to buy that sometime." Oh, so cute. And so quickly they grow out of these little habits, and I'm sure they have them as their own now. Anyway, and with that, I shall close. I shall attach a photo I took of myself as I was recording the audio this book booth this morning. I really can't remember. I think I just didn't like the conclusion of it, which is why I sort of erased it and started over again. And I shall post this as soon as I get home. I shall put my gloves back on because it is very cold. Watch where you're walking. Do keep on. Watch where the ice is, because it really is very, very cold. And have a good evening. Bye-bye. Oh, before I go, Simon Toon, you did ask how on earth I make my bow so long. I think the good fairy of Audio Boo has blessed me and given me 10 minutes of recording time, which is really kind, but as I mentioned in the tweet about it, I really need to make my boos worthwhile and good, because clearly they've, you know, with great privilege comes great responsibility. That said, someone I know recorded a 29-minute boo the other day. Good grief. Going now. Bye.